Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, looking forward to that. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers. The lawyers helping you in your time of need. You can call Brighton's today, 1800 848 848, or go to the website, brightons.com.au. We're here for 4D Doors as well. Remember, they are garage doors redefined. Visit 4ddoors.com.au. So much happening on Friday. We actually neglected, Miss Ol, to announce the McDonald Jones Caller of the Month. You know what that is? That code. So much happening on Friday was written there, but that's code for Ben was away. Producer Ben was away with a little bit of a sniffle and just getting himself healthy. And you know who was in the chair? Two-Buck Chuck.
Two-Buck Chuck.
So basically, Two-Buck Chuck just stuffed the whole thing up. Sorry, McDonald Jones, but there you go. So we've got a Caller of the Month award, all thanks to McDonald Jones. $500 ballpark voucher. That can be spent on hospitality and ticketing to all and any major sporting events. So we've got our McDonald Jones Caller of the Month right now. Paul of Cogra on the line. G'day, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really well, mate. Congratulations on the call. Now, can you remind us what the call was about for the month of June?
Yeah, back in 84, I went to a rugby league camp in the Christmas holidays, and Greg was a coach at that camp, and I don't know. Well, we just got on well with him and my mate, and so much so that in our downtime, he took us cruising around Armidale in his Celica, and he just won the Rookie of the Year. That year, and that blew us away as young blokes. We were like 15 years old, and he actually wrote me a couple of letters after that, and he signed it from your friend Greg Alexander, so I'll never forget that. And I think my mum may still have those letters tucked away somewhere, so I'll have to try and find them. Yeah, he's a top guy.
Okay, so yeah, after the 84 season, they were the camps up at Armidale. They were an annual thing. And the very next year, I reckon Paulie won the Dally M Player of the Year award as best player in the league. So that is fantastic. All right, mate, any ideas what you'll spend this $500 ballpark voucher on?
No, I have no idea. I guess it's a hospitality voucher, so probably a meal with my wife and my children.
Yeah, and a sporting event. You go to a sporting event, so...
a sporting event with my wife and my children where there's food.
Wow, what a solution. You're like a
solutions-based... The stars are aligning.
Wait, hang on, what work are you in at the moment? Are you solutions-based in your work, Paul?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's not in promotions, obviously. It didn't give the workplace a rap. A big thanks to McDonald Jones Homes. We'll give them a rap. They sponsor the Breakfast Show Open Line, a great Australian company, and, of course, massive supporters of this show. Time for this.
Hi, you've reached James. Sorry I can't take your call. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Beep, beep.
At least my voice was working there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just update the listeners, those people who might be tuning in. What's going on?
Oh, just a couple of weeks of breakfast radio, burning the candle at both ends. Big day out at the UFC yesterday.
Right. Well, okay. So I've had a couple of weeks getting up early too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wasn't at the UFC yesterday.
You weren't?
No.
You weren't? Yeah. No. It's not your first radio. No. It is mine.
Right.
I'll learn my lesson from this and I'll rally. Hey,
it's a learning experience.
It is.
Absolutely. Righto, what do you got for us in your mailbag?
So first one up, we've got Randy from Richmond says, I've seen the national anthem performed in an Indigenous language than English. It was incredible.
There you go.
Yeah. I wonder where that was. Can you text us in, Randy, and tell us which sporting event that was at? Rooster Muzz says, Woz Smith came up with an absolute classic quote during his call of St. Merge versus Raiders yesterday when he said of the weather that it was a gale force breeze.
The gale force breeze?
The conditions there yesterday, crazy.
Worse than Bulldogs Sharks?
I don't think I've seen conditions worse than the Bulldogs Sharks ever.
Right.
I mean, it's a brand new stadium out there at Parramatta. You'd assume the irrigation would be... Top notch, right?
I reckon it is, yeah.
But they were ankle deep in water.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything in the NRL era like that.
I played in a game, the Western Suburbs Magpies played the Illawarra Steelers at Wynn Stadium in 1997 in worse conditions than they had there yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Guarantee.
How many games do you reckon we've seen at Wynn Stadium that have just been horrific weather conditions. I reckon there's been plenty of them. Morning, J-Man and Great Man, or Adelaide Dragon. Which one's which? Do we? All right, sorry. How the so-called ratings experts ratings Whiten performance so high from yesterday? He should have taken control of that game, and he didn't. For mine, Blake Laurie was huge, and Ben Hunt, a great captain's knock, particularly in the final 20 minutes of the game. The Adelaide Dragon, especially the final play of the game, Adelaide Dragon.
Is Whiten in your team?
Whiten's in my 17.
Where?
Yeah, he's on the bench.
On the bench.
Yeah, so
for
Cook.
Talakai?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can see it. I mean, just for you, Adelaide Dragon, I wouldn't be judging Whiten off that specific game. I'd be judging him off his game one in Origin, where
of course.
Was probably our best player. I'm with you, Jimmy. I'd have him in the 17. I'd have him at number 4, right centre.
Jack Whiten. He's almost a predominantly left-sided player. You're okay to...
I'm okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. He was one of New South Wales' best, if not the best, in the first game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Burton probably offers something a little bit different, even though they're both 5'8s that are playing left centre.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would I have a problem? No, I haven't got a problem with him being in the starting side, but for mine, Crichton stays. In the absence of Latrell, otherwise I'd have put Latrell at right centre straight away. If Latrell came out after the game and went, yep, ready to go, Fred, I'd have said, right, Latrell, right centre.
Yep.
That was an easy one in my mind. So, Jimmy, the Roosters were square at marker all game, says Neil. Neil? What? I didn't make that claim.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you talking about, Neil? Here we go. Neil also said, PS, Kyrgios is a bully every game. Linesmen and umpires are defenceless. Just hope he is up 6-1, 6-1 and gets disqualified. So that's Neil, not a
He's Nick very fan. Polarizing, Nick Kyrgios.
Isn't he?
Very polarizing. Who do you reckon is more polarizing on our text line? Both absolutely blow up the text line. Matt Lodge or Nick Kyrgios?
Oh, it's a good question.
Be a close one, wouldn't it? Like saying which team blows up the text line more. The West Tigers or the Dragons? The Dragons fans today have gone nuts.
Yeah.
Passionate.
And they won. they won. So speaking of winning, Novak Djokovic is through after a four setter against Tim Van Rithoven. So well done to him on that one. Keep those text messages coming in. Final one. This is for Missile's Message Bank. Hi, Jimmy and the Missile. I don't know whether the Roosters and the Dragons finish in the top eight, but I know that whoever coaches the West Tigers next year it needs to be God because they need a miracle worker, Anthony from Rosehill Gardens.
I agree. the Tigers sacking Madge, I get it. They needed to move on. They've gone backwards at a rate of knots since sacking Madge. I don't know. Was it the right call? I don't know.
Only at the West Tigers could the person who was the problem a decade ago be a massive part of the solution 10 years later. And that is absolute due respect to Tim Sheens, who's 71 years of age, a four-time premiership winner, outstanding coach in the history of the game. But that's a problem for me.